State health officials say there have been 39,000 calls this year to a toll-free line that counsels people to stop smoking. That's the highest yearly total for the line, which began operating in 2001. Dr. Michael Fiore directs a UW-Madison office that runs the Quit line. He says a recent increase in the state's cigarette tax and the offer of free starter kits of stop-smoking medications may be prompting more people to call in. He contends more calls lead to more people quitting because research shows only 1 in 20 people who try to quit on their own succeed in doing so.
We can increase that quit rate from 5% up to 30% or more. And the good news is that they can call back over and over again as many times as they need to get help from the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line.
Fiore says for the first time, federal officials report that the percent of adults in Wisconsin who smoke is below 20%. But with Governor Doyle pressuring state agencies to cut their budgets, State Health Secretary Karen Timberlake says changes in the Quit Line, which costs more than $3 million to run this year, could be possible.
The reality of it is that to close a $5.4 billion deficit, we know that many difficult choices are going to have to be made by people all around the state of Wisconsin. And so it's too early to say one way or the other.
But Timberlake says the Quit Line works and deserves the state's support, noting the annual cost of treating smoking-related illnesses in Wisconsin is $2.2 billion. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.